This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishnu Valley. Now, this is the kind of weather I've been waiting
for. Yes, finally the sun's shining, the snow is melting. It's been great.
It's hard to believe how much snow has melted away here.
I know.
On Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week.
Yeah, the nice green, brown grass.
Yeah. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves here.
Wishful thinking.
You know, it's been kind of fascinating to watch. There's about a dozen rabbits or thereabouts. At least that's the last count.
Yeah.
Who knows by now, but have been, living out here in the yard underneath the shrubs and stuff. But they've gotten to the point where they just don't care that we're around anymore.
Just get so used to you.
Yeah. They're out. It's kind of interesting to watch them foraging for food out here because they're, digging through the snow and trying to eat what grass is left there.
Yeah.
And they just bury their face in the grass and stuff. Recently they've come out toward the front door, probably not 10 feet away from the front door.
Jeez.
And you come around the corner and walk in and just say, "Oh, hey, bunny, how you doing?"
Just looks up.
And he didn't even look. They just keep eating. And then you walk in, you open up the door, and you walk in, and it doesn't bother them at all.
Yeah.
I suppose if you get any closer than that, they'd be worried.
Yeah.
But, they just don't care.
They just get accustomed to it, yeah.
Well, I guess it's been so difficult for them to find food.
Yeah, they're just like, I don't care. I'm taking my chances.
At this point, it's worth the risk. But, hopefully it should get a little bit easier for them here soon. But, this is the time of the year you want to own a car wash.
Yes, for sure.
Now you make
money.
I thought
about going through, but I haven't done it yet. Just kind of wait until it gets a little more dry out.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse. So what would be the point? It's a good time to start thinking about the outdoors. Now it's really hard, though.
Yeah.
Because when it was really cold and snowy out, we were constantly talking about, can't wait to get outside. I want to do something. Even if it's just go for a walk.
Yeah.
Well, now it's getting nicer out, but it's sloppy, so it's not nice enough to get out and do too much. But, then on the other hand, too, you get awful messy and stuff. But you also start to think more about, now I want it to be nicer out so I can actually, do something fun, like play golf or ride a bike or something.
Yeah.
It's not quite there yet.
We're getting there, slow and steady.
Yeah, not quite there yet. One thing outdoors that you could have done, Sandhill Crane bus trip.
Oh, yes.
The Cass County Conservation Board was helping to sponsor that over to Kearney, Nebraska to see all the fun stuff over there. March 20th through the 21st, they were going to be sponsoring that trip over there. It's been canceled.
Yeah. Too bad.
So if you were interested in something like that, you didn't sign up soon enough. They didn't have enough interest early on, so they've decided to cancel that March 20th through 21st trip. So if you are involved in, or were thinking about it, I guess you can move on to other things now.
Yeah.
So we were asked to let you know about that. So if you were planning on that or thinking about it, it's not happening now.
Yeah.
So sorry about your bad luck there. I'm ready for a nap.
I know. This week, I tell you, with kids sick and...
You have had a tough week. Your kids have had tough weeks, but you had a little girl who was sick for a couple of days and had to stay home, and then just about the time you thought everything was good there, the little boy gets sick.
Try to take him back to daycare, and about 2 hours later, I get a phone call. Oh, we got Wyatt. He's running a fever. He's not feeling himself. What? Okay. I'll be there as soon as I can. Yeah, luckily I've had, the grandmas have been a lot of help and were able to watch days I couldn't.
Don't you have days where you just sit back thinking, this is not what I signed up for?
No.
It's all part of the game.
It's all part of it, yeah.
It's all part of it. It's fun when you hit home runs, but you strike out once in a while, too. So it's just the way it goes in the game. You have to just deal with the ups and downs.
He was just more cuddly, and he still had quite a bit of energy.
Well, unfortunately, neither one of them were... anything serious.
No, it wasn't anything serious.
They were able to blow past it pretty quickly.
And
it was funny. I remember the other day I asked you when you come back to work, so how's the little boy doing? He can't be at daycare because he's had a high fever, but you get him home and it's just like nothing, no problem. He's bouncing off the walls. And then when he crashes, he crashes.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch little kids like that. They're like young puppies. They're just like puppies.
You just want to cuddle and snuggle and fall asleep on your lap.
A puppy just goes nuts. He just goes crazy. Flopping his feet around and having fun and playing real hard. And then all of a sudden you almost just see him just kind of stop and go plonk. And then they're just sound asleep. And little kids are the same way.
Yeah.
They get to going and when they're done, they're done.
Yep. He's been golfing lately. And so he fell asleep with his little plastic golf club in his hand yesterday for his nap. But Yeah, it's a little scary. He wants to play golf in the house, and he can hit it pretty hard.
Now, if only you could get them to sync up their boom, I'm done, sleepy time,
yes,
with mom's boom, I'm done, sleepy time.
If they could do the nap time, what he does for, you know, bedtime, that would be great.
Wouldn't life be better?
Be so much better. Oh,
can't we work
nice.
That out?
Yeah.
What is wrong with those kids, huh? You just, it's the old, we used to do that with our pets, with our cats. If they're not sleeping through the night,
you
just
play
with
them.
Yeah. Play with them real hard right before bed.
Make him go run around the house. And the poor kid, like, all he kept saying was, Jim, let's go to the gym. Run. Like, oh. So I don't think he still has gotten to go to the gym.
He wants to have fun.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got to get over all that fun stuff before you can have the fun stuff.
That's true.
Well, everybody's been kind of getting that stuff. And that's the problem. It's just like schools. Daycare centers are like schools.
Mm-hmm.
One kid gets something and
it just
circulates.
Goes around, yeah.
Yeah. And what are you going to do? You know, it's all close quarters. And at that age, what's Wyatt, 2 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah. A Kleenex is his sleeve. You know, and
a sleeve. Really?
If even.
No, it just drips.
If even. Or, yeah, the front of his shirt.
Yeah.
You know, and they're all the same, and it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah. It's expected.
Hygiene's not their thing at that age. They'll figure it out as they get a little bit older.
Hopefully.
Oh, you'll hope anyway. Yeah. Otherwise, you'll be stuck with him for a long time.
Yeah.
No other girl's going to want him. He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some things going on here. Valentine's Day here this last week. Did you have a good day?
We haven't really celebrated it yet. Mm-hmm. There's a big pool tournament that goes on over the weekend here in Atlantic. So my husband's on a team in that. So Valentine's usually gets postponed the week after.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He claims that it's not always on Valentine's weekend. But
really?
I'm pretty sure that it usually is.
Do I rip off the guilt trip here on the air now, or should I just hold off on it?
No, it's really not that big of a deal. I don't know. It's just...
Oh, she says...
As long as I get a date or dinner and a movie or something, I'm fine.
At some point?
At some point, yeah.
All right. Of course, that usually involves probably grandma and grandpa, too, because someone has to watch the children's.
Yeah, that's kind of another thing. It's... Kind of used them up a lot lately, so trying to give them a break, so it'll work out pretty good.
What's
celebrating
the point
later
in having grandparents if
I
you
know.
Can't use them now and again?
I know, but still, it's not. I just want to send them off all the time.
Well, A, I don't think they mind.
No, that is
and
true.
And B, even if they did, they would never say.
No,
they would never say. You don't have a lot of time to be able to spend with the young
ones,
too.
True.
So, especially when they're young. So enjoy every day while you can. I know some days aren't the easiest, but you got to enjoy every day because, as we all know, your mom and dad thought you were going to be young forever one time. Now they're grandparents.
Look at me, yep.
Yep. You know, so that won't be too far down the road. Stacy will be taking care of her grandkids while they're sick.
Yeah, let's just keep dreaming about that.
You never know. Maybe grandma and grandpa enjoy taking care of them more when they are sick.
That could be.
Because they're less rambunctious. Or are they?
Well, you know why it's pretty sick when he just kind of wants to sit there for a while, but then he gets, I don't know, his second, third, fourth, fifth wins, and he just run around the house and, you know, let's play.
Yep. Glue everything to the tabletop, so otherwise it gets knocked off.
Yeah.
Away we go.
Yep.
Oh, well. Well, good. Well, we hope you get your Valentine's date soon.
Oh, thanks.
Soon. Hey, tell us about what's going on. There are some things you can do, I suppose, if you want to take your sweetheart out after Valentine's Day.
Yes. Well, there's Exira Mason's annual George Washington birthday breakfast. That's in Brayton, at the Brayton Town Hall from 8:30 to 12:30. It's all you can eat. It features biscuits and gravy, Belgian waffles, French toast, and eggs, and it's for a free will donation. Also, in honor of Brother Charles Parmley's 91st birthday, any World War II vet and one guest will have their meal donation covered by the Parmley family. And it's also sponsored by the Exodus Lodge 342. So it's the Exira Mason's annual George Washington birthday breakfast at the Brayton Town Hall from 8:30 to 12:30. And that is an all-you-can-eat breakfast. The McCorkle Family Benefit is being sponsored by the Adair Casey girls basketball team. It's for one of their teammates, Danny McCorkle. Her father, Pat McCorkle, contracted a virus and died a few days later on January 20th. And so the benefit will be held at the Adair Casey High School. They'll be serving pancakes, sausage, scrambled eggs, and drinks from 11 to 1. And then they'll have a pie auction at 1. And that will feature pies baked by the girls' team members and coaches. We'll have some activities in the gym during the benefit. If you'd like some more information on that, you can contact Lisa Plowman at 641-740-0553. And then funds are being supplemented by Adair and Guthrie County Thrivent. Again, that's the McCorkle Family Benefit on February 16th from 11 to 1. The First Baptist Church in Cumberland Heart and Home Conference begins February 16th, and that continues through February 20th. Sunday school is at 9:30, and then morning service is at 10:30, and then their evening service is at 6. Monday through Thursday services will be at 6:30 at 308 Main Street in Cumberland. And they'll have special speakers, including Bill and Deb Edmondson, and they'll have a nursery provided during all the services for children up to 5 years old. That's the First Baptist Church in Cumberland Heart and Home Conference beginning February 16th, and that continues through February 20th. Over in Griswold, the Griswold Junior Class Fundraiser will be held on February 16th. That's from 5 to 8 at Dusty's Place in Griswold. And you'll have your choice of several pasta dishes, along with salad bar and breadsticks. It's the Griswold Junior Class Fundraiser, February 16th from 5 to 8 at Dusty's Place in Griswold. In Greenfield, their Red Cross Blood Drive is coming up. It's February 21st from 11 to 5, and that will be held at the Lutheran Church. And then over in Audubon, we have the Lions Club Toy Show. That's February 22nd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's at the Agri Hall in Audubon, and it's just $3 for adults to get in, and then kids 8 and under are free. There'll also be some door prizes and lunch available. If you'd like more information, you can contact Laverne Deist at 563-2026. It's the Lions Club Toy Show, February 22nd from 9 to 3, and that's at the Agri Hall in Audubon. A legislative coffee is coming up in Griswold at the Griswold Public Library. That's on February 22nd at 8 a.m. And then in March, they'll have one in Cumberland at the Cumberland Fire Station. That's at 10 a.m. St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon's Pancake Breakfast, February 23rd. It's from 11 to 1 at the St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. It's for a free will donation, and everyone is welcome to attend. It's St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon, their Pancake Breakfast on February 23rd from 11 to 1. Over in Persia, the Persia Fire Department's annual breakfast buffet will be held on February 23rd. That is from 7:30 to 11:30, and that will be held in their newly remodeled Pick Hall. They'll have a large variety of breakfast foods and beverages, $9 for adults, $3 for kids 2 through 10, and children under 2 are free. And then proceeds from that will go toward the Persia Fire and Rescue Equipment Fund. So that's the Persia Fire Department's annual breakfast buffet, February 23rd from 7:30 to 11:30, and that's in their newly remodeled Pick Hall. Red Cross Blood Drive's coming up in Atlantic. It's on February 25th from 8:30 to 2:30. That's at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. And then over in Harlan, it's also on February 25th from 8:30 to 2:30 at CDS Global. And in Red Oak, it's on February 27th from 8 a.m. to 2 at the Montgomery County Hospital. And that's about it.
No, it's not.
Well, it's not. That's it from what I have.
No, it's not. I've got more. First, though, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll give you some of that more stuff. Hang on.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, I said there was more. Here we go. Got some stuff going on yet here this weekend. The Defiance Fire and Rescue's annual chicken supper is this Sunday, February 16th, featuring Staley's Broasted Chicken and their own homemade dressing. From 4 to 7 p.m., they'll have carryouts available as well. It's at St. Peter's Hall in Defiance. The proceeds will help pay for new equipment and maintenance, which is always a difficult task. The Defiance Fire and Rescue Annual Chicken Supper this Sunday, February 16th, 4 to 7 p.m. at St. Peter's Hall in Defiance. Sounds like an easy way to get out of doing the dishes. And that's okay.
Yeah.
If that's your logic for going, that's
nice.
Okay. Yeah, no problem with that. Also, some events coming up here in the very near future. We've got coming up on Saturday, February 22nd, the Adair Casey Conservation Club will host its 69th annual supper. That'll be at the Adair Community Center beginning at 5:30 p.m. Dinner tickets are $5, kids 12 and under, $2.50. Chili and oyster soup, ham sandwiches, relish, drink, and dessert on the menu. They'll have drawings for a number of prizes. There'll be prints and other items auctioned off as well. And you can see any member to get your tickets. That's the 69th annual supper from the Adair Casey Conservation Club. And again, that's at the Adair Community Center, Saturday, February 22nd, beginning at 5:30 p.m. They'd like to have a nice crowd for that. Also coming up on Sunday, February 23rd, the Casey United Methodist Church will be serving their soup luncheon from 11:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. They'll have a free will offering that'll be taken for all the proceeds given to a church mission team going to Kentucky this summer. Now, the menu includes chili, cheesy potato soup, sandwiches, and desserts. And, of course, the public is invited to attend. That's how they raise money. So again, that's the Casey United Methodist Church Soup Luncheon, Sunday, February 23rd, 11:45 a.m. to 1 p.m., asking for your free will donation. Also, the Buck Grove Chili and Soup Cook-Off is coming up at Lost Wages at Buck Grove, Sunday, February 23rd. Now, the cost is $5, whether you're competing or eating. I like the eating part myself. Kids 12 and under eat free. Now, if you're competing, they need about 6 quarts of soup and a ladle. Slow cookers also are pretty good for that. The doors open around noon. Bring entries until the 2 p.m. judging, and everyone eats after they announce the top two chili and non-chili entries, and the entries will be served until 7 p.m. Now, the cook-off proceeds benefit the Buck Grove Community Club. So there you go, Buck Grove Chili and Soup Cook-Off. People take that stuff very seriously.
Oh, I bet.
And they should. They're family recipes. It's a big deal.
I think I need to get some soup in before it gets too nice out.
I know. It always sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Zion Lutheran Men's Club Pancake Feed is coming up on Thursday, February 27th, and that'll be at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. That's from 5 to 7 p.m. Your free will donation will get you pancakes, sausage, and a drink, and they are raising funds to support the ministerial students. That's the Zion Lutheran's Men's Club Pancake Feed at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic, Thursday, February 27th, from 5 to 7 p.m., free will donation, pancakes, sausage, and a drink, helping to raise money to support the ministerial students. That's what they're doing it for. Now, the YMCA's got some projects going on these days, too, for kids, kind of after-school things. One gets started here later this month. It's starting on Thursday, February 27th, is the Imagination, Curiosity, Enrichment, all those kinds of things they're trying to develop in children with Imagine Science at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic. It's a 3:30 to 4:30 program after school in the preschool room, and it's for third graders. Now, this is free to both members and non-members of the YMCA. What they're doing is getting the kids together, and it's kind of a starter lesson for science. Get them interested, you know? Have you wondered how something happened or why it happened the way it did? And they're going to be doing experiments that are inspired by the kids' imaginations. The kids will actually be the ones that will help to come up with the ideas for some of the different little experiments and things that they'll do. Laura Badger, who works at the YMCA and has a degree in marine biology, will be the instructor, and she'll be helping the kids kind of learn some fun stuff.
Hmm.
It's kind of a Mr. Wizard session.
Bill Nye the Science Guy? That's what we always used to watch.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I know who you're talking
Simple
about, though.
Simple
stuff. I know Mr. Wizard, too.
Simple stuff that kids can, you know, can figure out and understand.
Yeah.
Get them started. You do need to call the YMCA. It is free, but you do need to register your children. So call Laura or Tamara Gibson at the YMCA, 243-3934 is the telephone number. They also have another program coming up in March that starts in March. This is called Curiosity Club. And this starts Tuesday, March 25th from 3:30 to 4:30 in the preschool room. That's for third to fifth grade members. And then it's free to members and non-members as well. So, again, they're going to do some exploring. It's a curiosity club. They're going to have sixth graders act as mentors for the program. It'll be games and book suggestions and discussions, writing, different types of projects and things. Try to enhance that curiosity level in children. Again, call the Y to find out more. And those are weekly programs that'll get started, too. So it's not something that'll be a one-time only thing. So the kids will be able to enjoy it over a longer haul. Another thing I have here that's coming up very soon, this is kind of interesting. It's called the Life program. They're starting this at the Anita Health and Wellness Center. February 19th is the first day of this. This is something Iowa State University Extension here in Cass County is doing, partnering up with the Health and Wellness Center in Anita and CAM High School students to bring the LIFE program. Now, LIFE is an acronym. It stands for Living Intergenerational Fitness and Exercise. That's the name of the program. What it does is it introduces older adults to exergaming. Video games that integrate play, actual gameplay, with physical activity. Younger adults serve as life trainers for the older adult participants. When I say younger adults, I mean those 16 to 25. It's kind of a different program. They're trying to, you know, keep people active, keep them interested. And we realize it's very difficult for some folks as they age to be as active as they were when they were young. Let's face it.
Oh, yeah.
We all get older. I'd like to be able to do some of the things I was able to do when I was young, but
it's not so much.
That there ship has sailed. But if you can be involved in some things that keep you moving around, then, hey, you know, without the heavy lifting, more power to us, right? The program will meet twice a week, 8:45 to 9:45 in the morning on Mondays and Wednesdays. For 8 weeks, they'll be working with CAM High School students to get active through the Exer gaming and group activities. Now, they're going to be using, for example, the Kinect gaming system, which leads interactive games. It offers different types of things. So you'll be able to do, like, for example, you can go bowling without having to pick up a big, heavy bowling ball. You know, it's all about keeping active, not so much, you know, you're not going to go out heavy lifting
like
or anything.
The Wii?
Well, it's Kinect, yeah, kind of the same thing, except you don't have to hold on to the controller.
Okay.
You know, it senses your movement, and you do all those things. But you're moving. You're up. You're moving. You're getting active. And you can, you know, it's boxing, bowling, track events, you know, working out in place without having to, you know, take off. You know, a lot of people just don't do anything anymore because, well, if I start walking, then I'll be all the way out there and I got to get back all the way here again, you know?
Jeez.
Well, yeah. Hey, as we get older, believe me, it crosses your mind. But, you know, if you can do a lot of those things and do it in a comfortable setting, you know, indoors and what have you, then maybe people are more interested in getting involved in that. So if you'd like to know more or you'd like to sign up for the program, you can or volunteer for the program because they're looking for volunteers as well, then you can contact the folks at the Cass County Extension Office at 243-1132 to find out a little bit more about the LIFE Fitness Program.
Very
sometimes
nice.
We just need that little nudge to get us started. So whatever it takes.
Yes.
You got any birthdays over there?
I do. Let's see. The Friends of Don Poole are planning a card party and shower in his honor for his 85th birthday. It's on February 20th. You can send him a card to 1807 16th Street in Harlan, 51537. And it says, Don has 6 grandchildren, so happy birthday to Don Poole, celebrating his 85th birthday on February 20th. And you can send him a card to 1807 16th Street in Harlan, 51537. Happy birthday to Alice Stoltz, celebrating her 100th birthday. She's celebrating with an open house on March 1st from 2 to 4 at St. Mary's Parish Hall in Panama, and friends and relatives are invited to attend. If you can't make it and like to send her a card, you can send that to her at 2012 18th Street in Harlan, 51537. It says she's a former rural school teacher and a longtime Catholic school teacher. And again, she's celebrating her 100th birthday on February 20th, and they're having that open house for her, though, on March 1st from 2 to 4 at St. Mary's Parish Hall in Panama. Happy 70th birthday to Ruth Roberts, celebrating her birthday on February 19th. If you'd like to send her a card, you can send her a happy birthday wish to 1377 Hickory Avenue in Corning, Iowa, 50841. So happy birthday to Ruth Roberts, celebrating her 70th birthday on February 19th. And again, her address is 1377 Hickory Avenue in Corning, 50841.
I have just one anniversary wish here to share with you. Oh, you have more birthdays.
I do.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to jump
it out.
In.
Nope, that's my fault. Okay. Over at the Friendship Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Carolyn Mulford, celebrating her birthday on February 19th. And over at the Salem Lutheran Home, happy birthday to Pam Larson, celebrating her birthday on February 20th.
Okay, now I'll share that anniversary with you. It's a 50th anniversary wish, and it goes out to Judy and Dennis Coors. And they will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary on February 16th. So it is this weekend. And congratulations to them. If you'd like to send a card, you can do that. Dennis and Judy Coors can be reached at 1202 Olive Street in Atlantic, Iowa, right here in town, 50022. Again, that's 1202 Olive Street, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. So congratulations to Judy and Dennis on their 50th wedding anniversary.
Very nice.
Babies?
We have some babies. A Sean and Jennifer Jensen of Des Moines had a baby girl on February 7th at the Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Her name is Clara May. She is 6 pounds, 8 ounces, 19 inches long, and grandparents are Doug and Susan Jensen of Audubon, and great-grandparents are Marvin and Valletta Jensen of Audubon. So congratulations to Sean and Jennifer Jensen of Des Moines, had a baby girl on February 7th. Jay and Beth Hushner are the parents of baby girl Grace Ann, born in Lansing, Michigan, February 7th. Her grandparents are Dave and Sherry Jesperson of Kalamazoo, Michigan, and great-grandparents are Richard and Marianne Jesperson of Atlantic, Iowa. So congratulations to Jay and Beth on their baby girl, Grace Ann.
Very good.
Yeah.
And that's what we have for those.
That's it,
and that's really all we have anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess we've run out of material to talk about.
For now.
Go figure that. Some folks thought we'd never shut up.
Probably.
Well, that's all the time we have for you this week. And as always, we do appreciate you spending a little of your weekend with us here on the radio. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.